This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Today, we're pleased to welcome the Factory Seconds Brass Trio. They are Jack Suddy, trumpet, Jesse McCormick, horn, and Richard Stout, trombone. All three are faculty members at Baldwin-Wallace Conservatory, and they're all members of the Cleveland Orchestra. And they're represented today in Studio A by their spokes trombonist, Rick Stout. Hi, Rick. Welcome to IPR.
Delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
So first of all, tell us why your trio is called the Factory Seconds.
Yes, well, we each occupy the second chair in our respective sections of trumpet, horn, and trombone in the orchestra. And we also sort of tongue-in-cheek thought, wouldn't it be fun to sort of poke a little fun at the fact that nobody really wants to play with those second chair players? They're the leftovers. So the name really has caught on, and we even have t-shirts to support it.
And your trio, Factory Seconds, has two major priorities or areas of focus, transcribing and performing early music, and then premiering works by living composers. So let's talk about that first objective. When you say early music, how early are we talking?
Well, we really go all the way back as far as possible. In fact, we recently performed the Mass of Tournai in its entirety, and that is the earliest surviving written example of three-part music, of sacred music, that was written over some 150, 180 years in the 11 and 1200s in what is now Belgium. That was a fascinating project. That's probably about as early as we start, but we play forms of music all the way from organum dublum to chansons to inventions, which you'll hear us do some of today.
And none of this is music that was written for brass trio originally, right? So these instruments wouldn't have been available. What are your objectives in making this music accessible on modern brass instruments?
Well, we really think that the early music, the vocal transcriptions in particular, offer us a great opportunity to experiment with blending our sounds together. We do a lot of unison and octave playing where we're playing the same pitch. And it's really fascinating to us to blend together and sort of make our sounds disappear into each other. So we like to sort of showcase what modern brass instruments can do in trying to replicate an ancient style. As well, we're trying to increase the available music for other groups, particularly student groups, to have access to. And so we do some of the transcriptions ourselves. We have others do work for us. And we are beginning efforts to publish all of those and make them available.
Well, let's hear you perform one of those early pieces that allows you to sort of blend all together. As you were talking about, this is music of Jacques Arcadelt, Dieu Inconstant, and it's performed in IPR's Studio A by the Factory Seconds Brass Trio.
Thank you.
Dieu Inconstant, a piece from the 16th century by Jacques Arcadelt, performed by the Factory Seconds Brass Trio in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Rick Stout is the ensemble's trombonist and spokesperson. And Rick, so in addition to your work with early music, you as a trio also work with contemporary classical music. Talk to us about your relationships with living composers.
Well, a keen interest of ours is to commission new pieces and to try to add to the repertoire in a way that some of our mentors in brass have done, particularly like the American Brass Quintet, is very well known for commissioning works and many works which have become standard in the brass literature were things from the last half of the 20th century, especially, which were commissions. So we've found it important to try to establish relationships with especially young up-and-coming composers, in other words, ones that we might get for cheap, and add to the brass trio library that way. We have commissioned and performed, I don't have an exact count, somewhere around 10 or 12 pieces at this point, and we have several other commissions that are in the pipeline, so to speak.
Well, and actually that's why you're here at Interlaken this week. You're working with the students on a relatively new piece by Clint Needham called Resolve. Talk to us about this piece.
This is a wonderful project for us. It was originally composed and premiered a year ago, almost to the date, in Carnegie Hall with the Baldwin Wallace Wind Ensemble, and it was written as a trio concerto. And as we played it, almost right after it, I'd say within a day or this 2 days after it, there was the very unfortunate shooting at Stoneman Douglas in Florida. And the both Clint, the composer of the piece, and Brendan, the conductor of that performance, really felt that the work had something to say about gun violence and about the state of affairs in America. So the work has been reimagined, and it is being presented as a staged ballet with dancers from Interlaken and using the Interlaken Wind Ensemble and Matt Schlummer, the conductor. And it's just a fascinating, very powerful work. We just yesterday had our first staging rehearsal with the dancers, and we think it's going to create quite an impression. And the Wind Ensemble is just doing a fantastic job, and they have some choreography as well.
And it's such a fascinating combination of instruments in this piece. It's not only a concerto for brass trio, but it's a concerto for wind ensemble and brass trio. As you're playing, do you folks think of yourself as kind of three separate soloists, or do you think of yourselves as a trio? How exactly does that work?
That's rather an interesting question. There are portions of the piece where it definitely feels like a solo concerto. I know for me, Clint wrote a beautiful trombone solo, which opens the second movement over the wind ensemble actually singing, which creates a wonderful effect. That very much feels like I'm playing, you know, a solo piece. There are other sections of the piece where just the trio is pretty much playing by ourselves. So we each have something of a cadenza opportunity in it, but there's a lot of ensemble thing sections and a lot of ensembles sections with the trio and the wind ensemble.
And you have actually brought another piece by Clint Needham, the same composer as this concerto, with you to Studio A today. Talk to us about this piece and how it came about.
Well, Mobiles was actually one of the very first pieces we performed as a trio. And this was our first commission. Clint was new on our faculty at Baldwin Wallace, and we came up with this piece. It is based on the kinetic sculptures of Alex Calder. And the second movement, which we are going to perform today, we think catches the way a hanging sculpture might catch sunlight and have something glinting off of it and as it turns.
Fantastic. Here is the Factory Seconds Brass Trio performing the second movement of a piece called Mobiles by Clint Needham in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Thank you. We heard the second movement of Mobiles, a piece by Clint Needham, performed by the same ensemble that gave its world premiere back in 2013, the Factory Seconds Brass Trio. We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio with the Factory Seconds Trio, and we're talking with the ensemble's trombonist, Rick Stout. And Rick, as we said, the trio, your trio is here at Interlochen this week working with the students in the Academy Band and Dance Company ahead of this trip to Carnegie Hall, where you'll be performing Clint Needham's Resolve. What are some of your goals in working with the students while you're here this week?
Well, for us, it's always great to be around young, aspirational musicians like this. It's so clear when you're around them what their trajectory is, what their level of interest is, what their level of seriousness is. So a lot of our interest is just, you know, it keeps you young. It rubs off on you. And so it's just a real shot in the arm musically to be around that kind of energy. We also like to try to be aware of what students are up and coming out of schools such as Interlochen. Obviously, we try to recruit a little bit for Baldwin-Wallace, but just keeping our awareness level of what is happening out away from where we are in Cleveland is huge for us, as well as the interaction that we get to do with the students, the informal teaching that we get to do. You know, after a rehearsal, for instance, the trumpet students come up and talk to Jack Setti. A horn student comes up and asks for tips on getting through a passage in a concerto from Jesse. And that type of spontaneous interaction and educational, you know, teaching moments that we can get are really great for us.
Well, we'd love to hear one more piece before you go, and you've brought us a much more contrapuntal early music piece today. Tell us what we're going to hear last.
Yes, we are working on a project right now of preparing all of the inventions or sinfonias of J.S. Bach. He wrote 15 two-part inventions and 15 three-part inventions. He used the term sinfonia or invention interchangeably. We have been working on a lot of our transcriptions with a retired trumpet professor in the Cleveland area named Mike Galloway, and he is working on these arrangements for us. We are currently performing about half of the set right now. These inventions really give the group a chance to display the virtuosic possibilities. These were designed as keyboard pieces and study pieces for Bach's keyboard students, but when taken and played on brass instruments, they really take on a virtuosic element that we think really presents the group well, and we think really honors the music of Bach as well.
It's interesting. I was watching you warm up, and by virtuosic, I think, at least for you as the trombonist, it means acrobatic, because you're getting quite the workout with your slide as you're playing these very busy contrapuntal lines, too.
Absolutely. The other guys in the group often ask me if I wouldn't rather have a valve trombone, and I say no.
Okay. Well, let's hear the Factory Seconds Brass Trio perform the Invention or Sinfonia No. 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. An invention by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the Factory Seconds Brass Trio in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Rick Stout, one more question before you go. Since you're the Factory Seconds, because you're each second chair in your respective section of the Cleveland Orchestra, will you have to change the trio's name if one of you gets promoted to principal?
I think we'll leave the name the same and find another excuse for it then.
Okay. The Factory Seconds Trio will perform with the Interlaken Arts Academy Band, Dance, and Creative Writing Departments on Wednesday, February 6th at 7:30 p.m. You can hear a preview of Resolve, a piece by Clint Needham that will be performed later this month at Carnegie Hall. More information is at our website, classicalipr.org. The Factory Seconds Trio is Jack Suddy, trumpet, Jesse McCormick, horn, and Rick Stout, trombone. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Lindsay Anderson and Rory Baker of Interlaken Presents. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.